to 6.
The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
Jordan Williams and Josie Bagani on the program this afternoon. Hello to you both.
Hi, Rachel.
That might have just given an indication of the type of mother I am.
I was just thinking, you've got to give him some credit for making his story go international. I mean, if I was going to employ someone, I'd be thinking, well, the kid's got something going for him, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary, that tattoo, though. But, you know, if he gets it removed, and honestly, if his probation officer can get it sorted and change those times, honestly, it's the most simple thing sometimes.
Surely, yeah.
Hopefully, get on a bus or something and he can be working on Monday. All right, let's talk about Matilda too. Because I'll start with you on this, Jordan. You may have heard the interview I did with Christine Rankin. She says this is outrageous. She should go and she should be paying it back. And this is, it's extraordinary what's occurred here. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, I thought that was a very good interview with Christine. I was surprised at how strong she was, but she pointed out to me earlier in the day that actually in the early 90s, she prided herself that New Zealand had one of, or if not the most generous welfare regimes for single mothers in the world. And her point was, look, when you have that, the quid pro quo is that everyone is honest and upfront with her department.